This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatish Ananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on Thursday. That is 7th of May. Well, Nifty wiped out most of the gains made in the previous trading session that was on Wednesday and closed below 9,200 levels. These are some of the pointers which we'll be talking about in today's podcast and much more. So stay tuned. Well, Indian markets witnessed another weak session of trade on Thursday as Sensex plunged by more than 200 points, while Nifty 50 closed a shade below 9,200 levels towards the close of the session and wiped out most of the gains made in the previous session. If you look at the final tally on D Street, Sensex fell 242 points to 31,443, while the Nifty 50 closed 71 points lower at 9,199. Now, sectorally, some rally was seen in the energy, while profit-taking was visible in power, utilities, consumer durable, telecom and public sector stocks. Now, in the broader market space, the mid-cap index fell 0.53% and the BSE small-cap index was down by 0.14%. Now, the Nifty 50 held on to 9,100 levels, another volatile day of trade. Now, blue-chip financial stocks contributed most of the losses in the market due to anticipated increase in NPAs during the period. Global queues as well as rise in COVID-19-related cases will give further direction to the market, and any signs of extension of lockdown could be taken negatively by the street. Now, top Nifty gainers include names like M&M, Adani Ports, JSW Steel, IndusInd Bank, and Bharti Infratel. Top Nifty losers include names like NTPC, BPCL, ONGC, Kotak Bank and Gail India. Now, let's also look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, BSE Energy Index rose 1.8%, while selling pressure was seen in the Power Index, which fell 2.4%, followed by the Utilities, that was down by 2.2%, and the Consumer Durable Index also fell 2.24%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like Shree Cements, HCL Technologies, Berger Paints, Yes Bank and HUL. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Escorts, M&M, Jindal Steel and IndusInd Bank, while short buildup was seen in stocks like HUL, Asian Paints, Tata Chemicals, UBL and Apollo Hospitals. Stocks which gave a bearish signal based on MACD include names like Alkem Laboratories, Balmer Lorry, Bombay Dyeing, HPCL, DHFL, Shobha, etc., among others, according to data collated from Stock Edge. Now, there are more than 130 stocks on the BSE which hit a fresh 52-week low that include names like AU Small Finance Bank, Billa Corp, SIS, Santec Realty, and Mahindra Holidays. Now, let's also look at stocks which are in focus based on the news flow. Well, Yes Bank share price gained nearly 7%, even though the bank reported a net loss of 3668 crores in the March quarter on account of higher provisions, or the money set aside to cover risky loans. Now, HCL Technologies ended 1.5% lower despite company reporting a 3.8% quarter-on-quarter jump in its profit at 3154 crores compared to profit of 3037 crores. Now, Persistent System rose 5% after the company expanded partnership with Dassault Systems to strengthen digital transformation capabilities in Europe. Solara Active Pharma declined 12% after the company reported 32% fall in the March quarter profit. Aztec Life was up third straight day in a row, up in fact 30% since Q4 earnings. OMC slipped for second day after the government leaves fuel price unchanged after excise hike. Now, let's also look at Nifty 50, how it is placed in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a bearish candle on the daily charts with an indecisive pattern. Now, it appears that for a while, the index may continue to consolidate inside the range of 9350 to 9100 levels unless it registers a breakout in either of the direction. Now, break above 9350 levels will open door for 9450 to 9533. Similarly, a breach of 9100 shall resume the downswing with initial targets of 8900. Now, on an intraday basis, if Nifty manages to sustain above 9270 levels, then that should be considered as an initial sign of strength. For the time being, traders are advised to wait for a minor breakout in either of the direction before initiating trading bets. That's what most technical experts are suggesting at this point in time. Well, thanks all for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.